Lad.
Roger.
Sergeant Charles, Edwards Control Tower again. The UFOB officer from Edwards has just confirmed this one.
November.
Over the field, he has seen this one. The captain at F1 has seen this one. I have seen it, and the UFOB officer said it appears to be an aircraft to him. It does not appear so to me.
It appears to be an aircraft?
He says it appears to be an aircraft. Approach control has nothing on any aircraft. It is moving too slow to be an aircraft. And that altitude.
The captain said that one, he doesn't even think it's an aircraft either because of the light situation.
There's only two lights, a white and a red. I see no green.
The UFOB officer saw this one.
He thinks it's an airplane. I do not.
I don't either.
Captain Clark?
Yes.
Lieutenant State Deputy here.
Yeah.
I see. What do you think of it?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first saw the thing, it was approaching the base from the north, and it looked like a fairly low altitude, probably 10,000 feet. And I got a good look at it with the binoculars. It seemed to be pushing a little cloud in front of it. And I thought, well, first, you know, it looks like a routine beacon hitting the cloud.
Yes.
And, but it just stayed right with it. And then it turned a little bit more westerly and gained a tremendous amount of altitude.
San Pedro is painting them three targets, and they're all three around 9,000 feet.
San Pedro is picking them up at 9,000.
Roger.
What about Boron?
Boron, we're working with them to see if we can get them on them now. But those three little dots out there, and
yeah.
I'd say that the three definite objects is not weather, it's not clutter.
They see the objects, but they don't see they're not aircraft.
No, they can't tell what they are.
Scramble on. You got a scramble on, huh?
I'm curious to find out what the hell they are.
Yeah, I am too.
They're not moving hard at all. They did. They watched them for 30 minutes,
and they didn't move at all, and all of a sudden, boom.
Really?
Where are they?
Don't know.
Little green men.
Nobody has ever intercepted these things yet.
Let's call a pilot in from home.
Because they need a special pilot for these?
Well, here's the thing. He's a senior director up here. I don't want to send up any alert planes. See, all the alert planes are hot. And they don't want to send them up.
I guess those things turn hostile because they haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting to see what's going to happen when he goes up.
Yeah.
Takes a look at them. There's nine of them now?
12.
I
just came back.
These babies should multiply, don't
yeah.
they?
All of them appear now that the red light has stopped, and they all appear to be gaining altitude rapidly.
Is that right?
That's right.
I'll go out and watch that bright when it gets there.
Okay, sir. There's three more of them well south and dim.
Okay.
And I still see a red light occasionally out of one of them.
Where are they from that big bright one?
Beneath them and just a little bit south. And there's three of them almost in a straight line.
Uh-huh.
Almost horizontal.
I see.
And I still see a red light occasionally from those, but not from the big ones.
Yeah.
Space Ops boy has been observing this with me all night here. Let me get him back on CT if he's getting the same impression from it I'm getting.
Roger.
Lynn?
Roger.
This is Sergeant Charles again. Space Ops confirms my what I'm seeing. They are all rising. And there's a weatherman in Space Ops that has been observing these things all night with me, and he's been using reference points to try to judge if they were moving.
Right.
And he confirmed that they are very much higher now than they were. They are definitely going up.
Do any estimate on the altitude now?
I'd hate to venture a guess. I would say something like maybe 30,000-40,000, but now this is strictly way out yonder, type off the eyeball guess.
None of them are low altitude or